famous Phil Henry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm trying to get the name of this man, bud.
Yeah, name's Kid Cudi.
Is that the name?
Kid Cudi, yeah.
Well, whatever that means, this is Kid Cudi. Oh, God. The name, you know, it feels like it drips.
She's about to get in.
Yeah, the name feels like it's dripping off of you.
The name feels like it's dripping off of me, Phil.
Well, is it dripping off of yours?
I think I said Phil.
Yeah, Margaret, thank you very much. I just want to
make him feel hot. Forget it. If you don't care what's dripping off of me, then I...
No, not really.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Don't take it to mean...
Anyway, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Gaiman Shaw. And I'm Robert Leonard. And here's Phil Henry.
Wait, but what about us?
You had every chance to introduce yourself, and instead you wanted to tell us what was dripping off of you.
Doggone!
Oh, would you grow the hell up?
You're talking about something dripping off of you.
The name Kid Cudi drips.
Welcome to the show, Phil Henry Show, and that is our opening song there from the Kid. Girls. All right.
Yeah, that makes the world go round.
Yeah, well, we haven't discovered yet what makes your world go round.
Touche on that one. Bravo.
Yeah, well.
Easy.
So, hi. Here it is Monday, and we've had had a perfectly beautiful weekend. Went to an afternoon party this weekend, General.
Well, we did see the picture of the... What's the name of that?
It was a pig by the name of what, Tubby?
Yeah, Tubbs the pig, and went to a barbecue over in Calabasas, and the family that we visited had three pigs, and
yeah, like the three little pigs.
Yeah, up through the build a house and everything. Yeah, that's about the speed of your brain. The three little pigs.
In any event, so you saw three pigs?
Actually, we only saw two. One of them had been eaten by a.
I've heard he got eaten by a badger.
What are you talking about, a badger? How did a badger eat a pig?
It wasn't a badger.
It was a babcat, right?
What is the name of that thing?
Bobcat.
Yeah, a bobcat.
Well, what's a babcat?
There is no such thing as a babcat. If I even said that.
No, you didn't say it. I understand what you're trying to say, Margaret. I'm not,
Please, just back me up once.
All right, that's fine. The babcat was very rare to the California coastline, the mountains out here. And the babcat, for quite some time, had been terrorizing and, frankly, just absolutely had every piece of livestock in fear, as you well know.
Yeah, Papa, babcat.
Yes, and what happened in the 40s...
Wait, hold on, if you don't mind.
Let me go again with you with the wait.
If you don't mind. Not a bobcat.
This was the babcat.
Yeah, if you read about the babcat...
If you guys are screwing with me...
All we're saying... Go ahead, read about it. The babcat... I don't know the details. The general has them.
The babcat, all I know is what I've read. And the babcat terrorized and threw the fear of Jesus into every goat, cow...
Yeah, I'm definitely...
Yeah, I'm calling bullcrap on that. I don't think it existed.
Phil, you don't think what existed? The babcat?
No, I don't think any of the horse dung you guys are talking about existed.
Well, it's part of a
it's an urban myth.
Yeah, it's an urban myth, only it's out in the country.
Yeah.
And So anyway, welcome to the program.
You know, Phil.
Phil, you got to learn how to laugh in this world.
I knew you guys were full of horse dung the minute that came. The babcat.
I'm telling you, it put the fear of Jesus,
into every goat and cow, and it's an urban legend out in the country.
Yeah. What's weird about that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because urban means city and the... Oh, boy. Oh,
come on, Dickman.
Oh.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, today we have an interesting show, I think. I don't know how interesting... I don't know how informative it's going to be, but it has the potential of being interesting. Because we've got Larry Grover. He'll be talking about Apple. Apple's got a new phone coming out. They're also going to war against the federal government, you know. And
I want to get the Apple phone. Is that the Apple phone?
What did you just say?
The Apple phone.
Yeah, everybody wants the Apple phone, but no one knows how to get it.
Maybe it's because it's not available yet. Come on, break it up.
Stop laughing at me, man.
The new Apple phone, I understand. Man, that thing can broadcast to Mars if you wanted to. And here we have this whole...
Well, I don't personally care about that. I think the security of our nation is uppermost. And if the federal government needs to go into your phone to find out what kind of filth and garbage you have been disseminating to the rest of the world, then by God, Let no man put us under. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, well, what does that mean, Margaret?
What does it mean?
Come on, did you hear the woman?
Did you?
Not really.
But what I'm saying... What do you mean, not really?
Just explain.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is that if the government wants... You know what? I'm not going to let you trick me into this.
Yeah, Miss Gray, watch what you say. Because the government might, you know, put a...
Yeah, they might slip a bug in.
They might slip a bug in? You better watch the way you say that.
I mean, it's your house.
Yeah, let's be paranoid about that. Watch what you say about Apple and the, you know, and all that. Because the government might slip a bug in.
I back the government up in this particular fight 100%. And that's all there is to that. And,
Bob Bacon with traffic. Bob, how you... Bud, why don't you do me a favor, man, and before you go to traffic, let me know that you're going to go to traffic.
I didn't know if you're going to go to Bob Bakey or if you're going to go to Lloyd Bonafide, or not Lloyd Bonafide, but Vernon Bonafide.
Vernon Bonafide.
Talking about Vernon Dozier.
Yeah.
All right, well, where are we now? Hold on, where are we now?
Well, three guesses, the first two don't count.
No, I'm on my airplane.
Hold, wait a minute, Bob. Three guesses, the first two don't count. You're the engineer, where are we now?
Up in a helicopter with Bob the Bakeyan.
With who?
Bob the Bakeyan.
I'm doing things, man. Guess we...
Wait a minute, Bob, will you? Bob the Bakeyan, huh?
I mean, Bob Bakeyan.
Don't even know the man's name. God damn.
Bill, I told you, government.
Hold on, Bob, will you, for a minute? Bud, this is why I'm telling you. Every single time I go to you...
Yeah! Boy, Sky Baby, sweet man.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I will not walk through...
Oh, nice one, Phil. You know something, man? If you would just bring things on...
Yeah, Bob Bakeyan had crashed and exploded into a water tower.
Yeah. What the hell's going on out there anyway? Bring these cats on in time for me, bud, so I don't have to freak out, okay? Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Hi, everybody. Bob Bakeyan. Bob Bakeyan Traffic brought to you by The Brewster. At Brewster's, suits, clothes, pants, underwear, shoes, and socks, all at limited prices. The Brewster. They've been serving men just like you for 75 years in the downtown Los Angeles area. The Brewster's. In the Fabric District. In the Fabric District. The Brewster's. In the Flannel District. And in the Fabric District. Those four places. The Brewster's. Put on a pair of clown ears. Come in wearing something that might glow in the dark. Put everyone at ease at The Brewster's. Sit on it. The Brewster's.
Hi, everybody. This is Terry Cronenberg inviting you to come out to our football panel, which will be next Tuesday at Wadsworth High School. All of the top coaches in the area, plus pro players like myself, Sasso Johnson, The Eclipse, and Wild One will be there to teach you the different things to do on a football field. I've had my jaw wired for the last 3 days. I apologize. That's the football panel, Terry Mecklenburg at Watson High School this coming Saturday.
Come out to Watson High School for the football panel with Terry Mecklenburg. With Terry
I told you, if you screwed it up, you know what had happened, don't you?
Yeah!
Terry Mecklenburg.
To you by Frankenstein's Army.
The latest rabbit, in other words, I'm a hip hopper.
All right, yeah.
Jock has never played me.
What the hell's going on this morning? There's all kinds of
2001.
Very, very odd show. Very strange show.
It is kind of an odd show, isn't it? Anyway, welcome back here, world famous Phil Henry Show. Oh, today is the day that we begin for our backstage pass people only. An extra hour of content on our feed. The daily podcast feed will now be including an hour of our archive material. So if you're a Backstage Pass member and, you know, you get a little tired of kind of searching through the archives, looking to see what's there, each day we will have 1 hour's worth of archive material for you from one of our great shows of the past. And we certainly do hope that you'll, you know, stick around for that. As a BSP, it is there for you, just as a kind of a convenience, right?
Now, I thought about it be more convenient than having a lot of these guys.
Yeah, well, a lot of the BSPs, I don't mean to be, you know, talk bad, you know, but...
Bud, what do you...
Hold on. I want to make very clear something.
Now, we got to get going here.
I want to make something clear, General.
Go ahead, bud.
Hey, sunshine.
Don't call me sun...
All right. I'm just saying, a lot of these BSPs, kind of brain dead...
Oh, really? They're brain dead.
Yeah. So we're helping them out anyway.
Yeah, we're helping them out, man. We had the time, we had the extra manpower helping them out.
Yeah, okay. So we had the time and the extra. Anyway, BSBs, forget about what Bud just said.
Well, they do so at their own peril.
You shut up.
You're not. Come on.
And you'll notice that you'll have an extra classic hour there on the BSP feed today. So just a little something for our friends there, our backstage pass family from us to you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Larry Grover is joining us from Culver City, California. And Larry, we've got ourselves, you know, a bit of a dilemma as we talk about Apple. We talk about the phone and we talk about the government's case. And it is one of great interest for a lot of people.
It is, Bill, and the Apple dilemma has to do with a great phone and the government coming for that phone and saying, we want in. We want in, and we want in now.
Hey, Larry, this is the General. Can I ask you a question?
Certainly, General.
What do you think of that new phone?
I think it's a great phone. This is the new SE phone from Apple. And as you were saying, General, what you heard, I don't really know what it can do, but from what I'm hearing, this thing's going to be able to contact Mars.
Yeah, I hear it's got fantastic technological capabilities.
It's going to be something.
Well, what does that mean, it'll contact Mars?
I'm telling you, Margaret, and everybody there, that the new Apple... Martha, can you turn the TV down?
I'm doing it.
Can you turn it?
Yeah, have your... Say Phil wants her to turn it down.
Phil Hendry asked if you would turn the TV down.
Right here.
And the people in the... She just turned it up on purpose.
Larry, I don't like control what to do, Larry.
Can I speak with her?
Phil Hendry would like to speak to you.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, Ms. Grover. Could you turn it down? We can barely hear.
Well, can I?
You said to turn it down.
Hold on, Larry. I'm talking to you. Thomas?
Yes, Ms. Grover, please turn the television set down.
Can you see me? She just asked you, can you feel it? I don't know. What does that mean?
I can see that, Larry.
Let me talk to her, please.
Here's Margaret Green.
Hey, Margaret.
Hello, dear. Would you mind turning the television set down?
What is she saying?
No one can understand you, Mother.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that?
Bud, you better get Santos. Get the show security on that.
Bill, I got my number right here.
Yeah, I'll speed dial it.
Yeah, whatever you got to do. I want that guy on the phone, and I want him on the phone fast. Well, there's the line right there.
Now we lost it again.
God
damn. I had it, then I lost it. Yeah, Jay.
All right, Jay, Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police on the line with us. Jay, we had a bit of a problem.
Well, I'm ready right now. We're trying to call 8 and call West at points of departure on some of these two lines. Let me have 621.
7-8-9, 9-8-9, 8-9.
What we're doing, Phil, for those of you who are uninitiated, we did hear the phone call that Phil had been on with Larry Grover and his mother, and apparently there was a scream and we heard the line go dead. I immediately got on the phone with Terry Havilane and our security at-risk team, and they started to do some subterfuge and try to...
You got that now, Terry?
Come on, David!
That's been funny.
All right, we're getting closer to it, Phil.
Well, what are you getting close to?
Getting the phone number so we can call it back. Now,
don't you know where they live?
No one really knows where Grover and his mother live. He's on a porch someplace. That's all we know. We've got a description of the porch. We do have a description of that.
Well, what difference does it make of a description of the porch? It's like any other service porch.
Oh, really? Well, you got me on that one, Miss Gray, because I'm not... Okay, good. All right, we got wheels up on this, Phil. Hold the line for just a moment, and let me get over to my...
Because what I heard was...
Describe what you heard.
What I heard was a scream, and then the line went dead, and she was very argumentative.
Yeah, this Grover was argumentative.
All right, who's speaking right now?
It's Bud Dickman.
All right, and General?
What Phil said is true.
All right. Try to get her on the phone if you couldn't. If you couldn't get her on the phone. If you can get her on the phone, then don't do it.
Right, I got that.
All right, so we're going to try not to get her on the phone here, Phil, and if we can, we won't. If we do, we will.
What is that supposed to mean?
Hold on. I'll try 15. We'll see if we get an answer here, Phil, or not, but I'm definitely afraid that...
Dick?
This is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
This is Larry Grover, Jay. Thank you very much. We got it under control. Mother's fine. What happened was I handed her the phone.
Hold on. I need to speak with your mother.
No, I've got it under control.
I need to speak with your mother if you don't mind.
Come on, Larry. It's
mother.
Yes. How are you doing, Ms. Gore? This is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, I don't mean to talk to you. You guys are the dick licking. Excuse me, ma'am, but...
All right, hold on just a minute. When he gets that under control,
that's the problem.
But she's standing there talking to him, like, you know, using...
She's using vulgarity.
Well, you don't... Look, old Lady Grover doesn't take anybody... She's no one's fool, and you know that.
Yeah, but she's not standing there saying, D-licker.
She called him a D-licker.
Woo-hoo!
Man.
Yeah, gotta clean the act up. Back on the line. Roger.
And I'm telling you, ma'am, all I'm trying to do, ma'am, is protect you and make sure your son and you are safe can be. Well, you know something, Jay, it's very simple. When I'm in trouble, I'll call the police. I don't need some cop crammer. A guy that rides the cop.
Oh, man, you know, let me have the phone, Mother. Sorry, Phil.
Don't grab the phone away from me, Larry, and don't put these cop grabbers.
Phil, we are...
Okay, I heard that.
You heard what?
This whole cop crammer thing.
I don't need it.
Okay, Miss Grover, hold on for a minute. Wait, Miss Grover, Jay Santos is simply trying to protect you.
That is all we're trying to do, Miss Grover, and I don't know the reason why you told me that way. Come on here. You're riding.
Mother.
He's riding the cop.
Phil, I got to call you back.
Oh, yeah, what, you got to go get your cop?
All right. For people that are just tuning in, we have to let them know that Gloria Grover is notoriously recalcitrant, you know?
What does that mean?
Well, it happens to me.
Margaret, we know what it means.
Well, he doesn't.
Yeah, but you bring these words up so someone will ask you what they mean.
Margaret, recalcitrant means disobedient.
Why didn't you let me tell him the definition?
All right, thanks very much, General.
You got it. Forget it.
Well, Gloria Grover's what?
Gloria Grover is, as I said, recalcitrant. And a woman who, you know, you can't make head nor tail out of her. I think there is the approaching weirdness is the only word I can use. The approaching bizarre and weird, funky...
Well...
Just the approaching funk of what's it called?
Alzheimer's?
No. The other one. The one that old people get.
Well, it's dementia.
Yeah, dementia.
No, she's approaching the funk of...
Something that old people get.
Cheap?
That's it, cheap. Now...
Yeah, come on, Margaret.
Well, I don't know.
All right, we're going to be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I don't know what the hell's going on with that family over there, but I can tell you something right now. That Larry Grover, that was the worst report on Apple and the phone and security that I've ever heard in my life. We're going to be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We have... Hold on. What are you doing now, man?
Call him back, see if it got cleaned up.
Look, dude, I don't need to pee.
That's right, okay. Larry Grove.
Go ahead, bud.
That you, Phil?
No, yeah, just Bud Dickman, too.
Yeah, we got... I don't know what the problem was, but Mother was here, and I got her under control. I got a cold compress on her forehead.
Well, are you going to be able to do this report?
I can do the report.
Larry thinks he's a hot shot.
Phone, will you, Mother? I can do the report, but Mother has got the TV. I'll have to go into another room if you don't mind.
That would be nice.
Why don't you go down the street down to Gold's?
What's that?
Why don't you go down the street to Gold's Gym and give us the report there?
Go down to Gold's Gym?
Gold's Gym, you... What a fink.
Yeah, down to Gold's Gym.
Oh, yeah. That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. You want me to call you back or something?
Call us back, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I'm boring you, Mr. Hint.
Larry Grover will go down to Gold's Gym. What a cluster bang.
Well, obviously a security problem.
You know something? There's no security problem. We just have a mental case every time I pick a phone up.
Phil?
No, we've got mental midgets every time I pick a phone up. We got mental midgets. All right. As he goes down to Gold's Gym, I know that we also have Vernon Dozier, who's down there tonight. He's going to be doing a report for us on Everton. Now, I recognize that that probably doesn't fall into the area of interest for a lot of people because it's a soccer topic. However...
Now, Phil, you know...
Hold on. It's interesting from the standpoint of how a fan who's never been a soccer fan before can get frustrated within the, you know, seconds of being turned onto the game. So
got a reputation for
you. I can tell you that it ought to be interesting.
You're talking about yourself, aren't you?
Phil Henry was an Everton fan, and now I guess they've had a bad run, huh?
Yeah, that's it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, from the El Pacifico in Southern California, world famous Phil Henry Show on PhilHenryShow.com.
Yeah.
Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Are you Johnny Manziel, a pain in the ass that no one likes? You're walking around going into nightclubs and everyone wants to kick your ass? I'm Bruno Gettman, and I am Security First.
Security First with Bruno Gettman.
Anyone that bothers you, I'll beat your ass. But you've got to call me, Johnny. Johnny Manziel, I'm here for you. Bruno Gettman, Security First. Well, you f***ed that up, didn't you?
Yeah.
With Security First, Bruno Gettman is there for you, Johnny Manziel. We're the only company that's been developed for just one guy, one pain in the ass, and that's it, Johnny Manziel. So if you're tired of going into nightclubs and having people bug you, throwing all kinds of pictures at you, panties, underwear, you couldn't play football if your life hung in a balance, then come on in. We're Bruno Gettman.
Bruno Gettman!
Johnny got money. Johnny Manziel has money.
Hi, my name is Johnny Manziel, and I have money. I have a lot of money. I won't have a lot of money forever, you know.
That's why Bruno Geckman's here for you. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, and we're going to go down to Gold's Gym. General Galen Shaw is with us here, as well as Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. And General Shaw, you want to do the honors here with Larry.
Larry, this is General Galen Shaw, and we know you're down there at Gold's now. You're in a better place instead of got the TV set, huh?
Yeah, this is going to be a lot better for me. I thank you guys for suggesting it. I'll just tell you that things have been tense with Mother for quite some time. These are tough days politically. We've got the country's hanging in the balance. And
well, Larry, I know because I've talked to Gloria. She's growing very weary of you sleeping on a cot on her service porch.
I would very respectfully ask Ms. Gray not to bring up my private life.
Margaret.
Well, this is what...
I'd respectfully ask you, Ms. Gray, not to bring my private life into it. What's between my mother and I is between my mother and I.
You filthy little...
Kick his ass for me.
You got it. You...
Oh, God. Come on, break it up. Break it up, will you?
How dare you laugh at that?
How do you know I was laughing?
How do I know? I'm talking to a guy over here.
Just talk to us.
Sorry. How do I know? Because you went...
Do you want to do us a big favor, Larry?
Oh, what's that?
Quit sucking off the phone because I can hear you.
Oh, what a...
Larry, can we be respectful here?
And Henry says I'm sucking the phone off.
Because it's like this. It's over-modulated.
What did you just do?
That didn't sound like anything. Just allow me... So, Larry, what we're talking about here is the Apple phone, and we're talking about the United States government and the people at Apple, the company, going at it. You got a brand spanking new phone that is going to be debuted this year. You have Apple fighting the federal government on a privacy issue. Is this good or bad for the company?
Well, Phil, I think at the end of the day, this is going to prove to be good for Apple, because Apple is a company that is trying to ensure the privacy of every man, woman, and child, if in point of fact children even have constitutional rights, which I'm told do flow through their parents to them, well, good for them. Because if I had children, I can tell you right now, as much as I would love those children and cherish those children, as far as I'm concerned, no kid, and let me underline that word kid, has the right to do anything. And that's just my feeling, so...
Well, what does that mean exactly? You're talking about protecting the rights of people.
What it means is people have rights, but no punk, okay, if you force me to say it,
I didn't force you to say anything, Larry. That is coming from you.
Yeah, Larry, you know, these are children.
I know that. Look, I got four of them. I got four kids that have decided they don't want to talk to me because their mother took out a restraint.
And you didn't want your private life out of the air.
Well, as long as it got spilled out there by my mother.
Well, then we can get back to the idea that you're sleeping on a couch.
Let's not talk about that.
I don't sleep on a couch. I sleep on a cot. Oh, shoot.
You gave it away anyway.
Look, yeah, I gave it away anyway. I sleep on a cot on a service porch because I'm trying very hard to help this country come out of the doldrums and the hell. And
all right, if we can't stick to the subject here.
I'm talking about the Apple phone.
The Apple phone. Hold on, let me just get on one of these machines. Oh, God.
Now, you know Phil has a prohibition against people going,
Yeah, I understand that, Phil, and I respectfully reserve the right to exhale after I'm doing a strenuous exercise, if you don't mind.
All right, that's fine. It was just when people were sitting in a bathtub.
No, I get it. Apple has a big row to hoe ahead of it. It's got the resources of a very successful company, but it's going up against the resources of the federal government. Hold on, I want to just do this chess machine. Hold on. I'm going to do just three reps, Phil.
Go ahead.
Now make it snappy, will you? We got an interview to do.
Yeah, I'll make it snappy. Okay, what do you want me to snap my wrist? You want me to snap a leg bone?
What do you mean a leg bone? You're using your arms.
All right, but an arm bone or something?
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to snap an arm bone.
All right, man. Take the phone, will you? Take the phone. All right, here we go. I'll do three reps, Phil. I'm sorry. That feels good. Okay, that's one.
Okay, if the other two are going to be like that, I can't take it, man.
What?
I can't have you do that.
I've got a lot of tension build up.
Phil, he's just been taking a passel load of garbage, not garbage, but carbon and garbage. It's called garbage. All right.
You just made that up. Don't say you didn't.
Sound like it, General.
Hey, what is this anyway? I don't have your vocabulary. Is that it?
Hey, are you guys interviewing me?
Yeah, I will interview you, since these guys have gotten sidetracked over the word garbage.
Sidetracked?
Sidetracked. Now, Larry...
Hold on. Phil, understand that I've got very great amounts of tension because of... who's coming through the door right now? Hey, Terry, Bill, what'd I tell you? Oh, man. Mother's coming through the door.
At the gym?
Yeah, at the gym. Look at that. See? What'd I tell you guys? You all said don't worry about it, didn't you? You, all of you out there.
Okay.
Head her off, will you?
Yeah.
Where's Larry?
Fuck it, lady.
Where's Larry? Larry, here's an egg salad sandwich for you, honey, in case you get sick.
Hold on, Mother. I have to work off the tension of seeing you.
Yeah. All you did was lift up a shoe.
Why did you have to tell people?
Okay, Larry, I can tell it.
What did he do?
He exerted himself lifting a shoe up.
I dropped my shoe.
And that took all that energy to...
Give me the phone, Larry. Larry's sulking out of here. He's humiliated. Phil, the Apple phone...
Ms. Grover, this is not a topic for you, I'm afraid, and we have to move on.
I don't really give a hot holy...
Did you dump that?
Yeah. Right. I'll take the phone now, Mother.
You don't.
I'll pull the phone away from her. Watch this. I couldn't do it.
What a weakness. Well, you get the thinnest arms. You don't have guns. You got these little thin arms. F it.
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what are you going to do now? You have the...
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen.
Phil, you were going to do the Apple report.
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey! Yeah! You've been left on your own, like a rainbow. Like a rainbow in the dark. Hey, yeah. You're a rainbow in the dark.
Wicked Sisters, your place for pet grooming. All kinds of cats, all kinds of dogs. They'll even groom certain long-haired rodents that you have for pets. The Wicked Sisters. The Wicked Sisters have two grooming headquarters. one in the trails and the other in downtown Bophelia. The Wicked Sisters, they groom, spit polish, shine, spit polish, shine up, buff, and make your pet look buffed and sweet. The Wicked Sisters, pet grooming for all kinds, all makes, all models, all animals. The Wicked Sisters in the trails and Burlington. Come to the Wicked Sisters, please.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and I'll be with you in just a moment to talk about the Marriott. The Marriott Hotel going in Havana, Cuba. Have you walking from
side to side? You know how a nigga... This is the world-famous Fel Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Donald Trump, celebrity voice impersonated. That's a little joke there. See? And that's a high-quality joke.
Phil did those jokes years ago.
Oh, Phil did those jokes... You look, hey, I'm talking to a guy. General, I did. I mean, I used to do those jokes. What do you mean you used to do? Everybody does those.
Yeah, but Mr. Henry used to go, "Hi, I'm Madonna, celebrity voice impersonator," and then not even change the voice.
Whatever. You're the guy that made the claim. It is a Monday. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, the NC2A brackets, man.
I could give a hot holy.
No, I'm kind of like that, Bill. Yeah, I'm not really into it, but I just noticed that they have been fed out or they've been spit out or spun out. I'm not a college basketball fan.
Well, lately I think it should be said that you're not a fan of anything. You really aren't.
What do you mean I'm not a fan of anything?
You are not a fan. You don't like hockey. You don't like basketball.
Phil, that is true.
No, I like hockey. You know.
Oh, you like hockey. So you like all those regular squat, no-tooth Canadian white boys, but you won't support a homegrown American sport like basketball.
That's not the case. Let me tell you what, my man. I was a Laker fan for years. What's happened to me is what's happened to the Lakers. We've both lost interest in the game of basketball, I guess. I can't get into this. I'm a guy, I got to have a team to root for. I got to have a team to root for or I don't care. And
but you did like hockey and you didn't have a team.
That's true. I don't know what to tell you. But I like, you know, Lakers have been my team for years, and because they suck so much, I can't bear to see what's happened to that ball club. I'm not a Clipper fan. I'm not going to become a Clipper fan, so forget it.
Yeah, you became an Angel fan, though.
I did. I was an Angel fan because I'm a Mike Socia fan. That's about it.
Yeah, well, that's an easy way to say that.
Yeah, bingo. Pretty easy way of saying that, Phil. But you did root for the Angels. Yeah, I rooted for the Angels when they had that couple of good years with Socia there. And Socia's still there, right?
I don't know.
Well, you're a real big fan. You don't even know what team he's on.
He's not. He was the manager of the team. So,
well, isn't that being on a team?
Well, it's not exactly the same thing. You know, if you're on the team,
can we just move past all of that?
Yeah, fine, Phil. God, you look as if epilepsy is the least of your problems. This is some new kind of mind electrical,
It's like the biochemistry has really gone off the charts, man.
Yeah, to another dimension. Fine. Anything else?
No.
We are going to talk here about the Marriott Hotel and the new deal that they have. Marriott Hotel, the new deal that they have with the government of Cuba. It's all a part of, it's all a part of a new day. It's all a part of a new day in the world of U.S. relations with Cuba. Bobby Dooley joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show newsmaker line. Bobby, when we talk about Cuba and the Marriott Hotels, of course, the Marriott Hotels are a mainstay brand in America, and now they're... there in Cuba. Would you say this gives the Marriott sort of a five-star head start into Cuba?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so, because they're coming off of, ordinarily, I'd say yes, Phil. I don't think there's any question about that. But in recent days, the Marriott has suffered some very bad publicity, Margaret. You know.
Yes, the videotape, that poor woman, Erin Andrews, being harassed.
Yes, and because of that, the Marriott is now going into Cuba, which is a country noted for its surveillance of its citizens. And don't think for one moment, Mr. Henry, that Cuba will not surveil its guests, its tourists, and so forth.
What do you mean, surveil?
Surveil. Surveillance.
That Dickman. Dickman, don't talk my wife.
I've got it, Steve. Don't worry.
I want to find out. Don't talk my wife.
Bud, you're right. Phil was right, I should say.
So I was right.
No, Phil was right.
You weren't right. Phil was right.
We got that all squared away?
Yes.
Phil, I don't envy you.
Well, this happens every morning, I'll tell you that.
Margaret, I love you, but you just went, this happens every morning.
Did you need to point that out?
I did. Yes, I did. I really did. I don't know why, but I did.
All right, so we've got that pointed out.
Anything else?
Yeah, anything else?
No.
Continue, please.
I have to talk about my wife.
Yeah, we know that.
I got it, Steve.
No, I've got it, Steve. See,
But I've got it on my end.
All right, and I have it on my end.
What? Hold on for a minute, okay?
Give him a shot.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Sorry.
Ms. Dooley, forgive us. Go ahead. Hello, Ms. Dooley?
Ms. Dooley! Ms. Dooley!
Holy Christ. Flush the toilet, please. I'm back. Thank you. I'm sorry, Phil. I was using the toilet.
Yes, so we heard.
What do you mean, so you... You didn't hear me. They heard me using the toilet.
No, we heard you say flush the toilet.
Well, did you flush it?
Not yet, no. Because you're on the air.
Flush the... I'm sorry, Phil. What we're trying to say, and I think anyone would be of a reasonable nature, they would be of a reasonable mind if they understood what we're saying, and that is that Cuba, with its history of surveying or surveilling its own people as well as tourists, and the Marriott, with its history of not protecting its guests, allowing people to bore holes in walls, put cameras in, and then their executives looking at the nude of the nude of a young lady, or the
well, she was naked.
Right, but I'm trying to put it. One of their executives was looking at her nudeness, is what I'm saying.
At her being. One of the executives was looking at her nakedness.
No, I'll use the word nudeness. Thank you very much. Okay.
That's fine.
So one of the executives there was.
Yeah. Yeah, honey, that was a float.
You.
Hello? What is going on, bud?
I don't know.
He said something vile and vulgar, and I don't blame her if she got upset.
Yeah.
Get him back on the phone, will you, please? As a matter of fact, did they hang up?
They're not supposed to. Let me just see if they've hung it up. They're not supposed to.
Right, we've got a new... Nobody's allowed to hang up on the show. And, not the music. Nobody's allowed to hang up on the show. Bobby?
Oh! Get your...
All right, you know what, man? This is not working out.
No, it is not. This entire show is an abortion on wheat toast. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Margaret.
Well, it is. I think you can ask anyone listening. This has turned into a cluster bang, the likes of which I dare say I don't wish that I hath ever wrought. I'm trying to use some Snakeshearean language.
Yeah.
Snakeshearean?
Yes. It's not Shakespeare, it's Snakeshear.
Yeah, I heard that.
How dare you?
Hey, watch it, will you? All I said...
We're going to be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show and Phil Henry... Okay, so there's two interviews that have gone right down the crapper. Right down the crapper.
Party on a Sunday.
This is Rudy Canosa, and speaking of right down the crapper, you're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show. La 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 la.
I just hit a 3-peat.
Robert Leonard here on the Phil Henry Show. Man, I'll tell you, this weekend was a bad, bad weekend. Mr. Henry is a very much an Everton soccer fan.
Yeah.
And Everton, man of no good.
No good.
Everton was a team they called the Blues over in the Premier League out there called Barclays Premier League.
At Barclays Premier League or the English Premier League.
Right. And Mr. Henry, who had devoted far too much time to rooting for the Everton team, and was brought very low this weekend by that Everton team, because they stink, man, and they're getting worse all the time. Now, on the phone with us here is Vernon Dozier, the head coach of Bradley Military, head coach of Belmar Academy.
Yeah, Bradley is where Jesus, that's where R.C. Collins used to go.
Yes, R.C. Collins attended Bradley Military Academy. This is Belmar. Good morning, Coach.
Yes, good morning. How is everybody?
Hey, Coach, we're good. I'm sorry I messed up the name of the school.
And that's all right. Where's Phil Henry right now?
I think he's in the toilet, right?
Yeah, Phil's at the toilet.
All right. Well, I tell you one thing I appreciate about your show is you people sure don't mind saying when someone's in the toilet. God almighty.
Well, look, what we want to ask you, Coach, is simply this. You took over the lacrosse team briefly this year for Bradley, or for Belmar, correct?
Well, no, they asked me to, and I decided that I would not take it over. I didn't want. I had already had the girls' softball team. But I decided, my wife had asked me to take the time off, take the spring off. We go through the football season, and that takes a lot out of me. And I was doing the school a favor by taking over the girls' softball team.
Oh, so you're doing the school a favor, huh?
Yeah, I was doing the school a favor.
No, I understand that, but why didn't they have another coach?
Yeah, why didn't they get another coach for the team?
Because they couldn't find anybody. At what they pay, and I'm probably talking out of school here, but at what they pay...
Watch what you say.
Well, you know, I could watch what I say, but then I could also take a walk over here and take a look at whose name is on the stadium, and it says Vernon K. Dozier, and that kind of buys you a lot of free speech, okay?
I understand.
All right. The money that they pay at Bradley Military, at Belmar Academy, I'm just looking at a golf channel here, and they got a girl in a bikini. Oh, baby. Yeah, what's that, Hank? I'm sorry.
What channel is that? That's the golf channel?
Yeah, that's the golf channel.
All right, we'll let all of our listeners know that. Now, again, we're talking about Everton.
Yeah, well, here's what I wanted to say about that.
Yep, finish the story there about the softball.
Well, what do you want me to say here?
You're saying that Belmar Academy doesn't pay.
Belmar Academy doesn't pay. Yeah, they pay garbage, all right. And I don't, like I said, I was going to not say that, but then I see whose name is on the stadium, who's brought division after division after division championships to this school, league after league after league championship to this school. I don't see the girls' softball team doing that. I don't see the lacrosse team doing that. In fact, we didn't have a lacrosse team last year. And if we want to get a team, how about we get ourselves one of those soccer teams and teach them how to play the game better than they play it at that Everton? Because that was the job. I'll tell you what, man, that was like a job Henry had given me.
But your history with Everton, you were watching these Everton games because Mr. Henry was talking them up to you, right?
Yeah, Phil had apparently become an Everton fan.
And you started watching these games, and what happened?
What happened was I got emotionally invested in them, and I began to watch more games from this Everton team. I started to like some of the players they had. I even started, for a very brief time, admiring Roberto Martinez because I really thought he had his blank blank together.
We understand, yes.
All right. Well, as it turns out, it was 1 year. They had a pretty decent year under Roberto Martinez. They went to the Europa League.
Now, the Europa League, to qualify for that, means you have to come in fifth or sixth place?
Yeah, you have to come in fifth. I'm sorry. Fifth.
You're lisping.
I know I'm lisping.
Well, yeah, he knows.
They got to come in fifth, or seventh. I'm sorry, but I can't get past fifth, sixth, or seventh.
Fifth, sixth, or seventh.
Right, and they came in fifth. That year, that was the 2013-2014 season.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Here comes Phil now.
All right, and but they came in. They did a very, very good job. And they.
So that's. I can hear that on the air. I can hear that on the air.
Yeah, well, Jeff, Jerry.
Phil, they were talking that you were in the toilet.
They were talking what?
They were saying, I asked, where's Phil? They said, you're in the toilet.
Well, we said where you were.
Well, what's wrong with that, Phil?
Hey, Margaret, come on. Don't you guys have any class at all? Just say that Phil is indisposed at the moment.
Yeah, talk about when Margaret's in the toilet.
I don't care if people say that I'm in the toilet. I want people to know where I can be found.
Well, it's...
Yeah, that's what?
I don't want to say.
He was going to say that goes without saying.
You really are a pig, aren't you, Coach?
Margaret, I am very, very terribly sorry.
You really are a pig, aren't you, Coach?
Yes, ma'am, I plead guilty.
Go ahead.
Let me pick up the questioning here. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good, Phil. I was just talking about how you and I talked about that Everton team.
Well, I know I got you hooked on Everton football, and I heard your frustration here on the phone.
And I am equally frustrated. So we get people up to speed. This is a team that, well, tell people why I like the team.
Well, you told me that you almost took a beating in Liverpool, England, a number of years ago because you had an Everton scarf. And you're on your way into a Liverpool bar.
God, is that right, Mr. Henry?
That's right. That's right.
And these Everton fans grabbed you before you went into that Liverpool bar and told you, hey, don't go in there with a blue scarf. And ever since then, you've had a...
Well, I guess I was thankful for not getting my ass kicked in that Liverpool bar. But, you know, so I became an Everton fan.
Yeah, and then Phil started talking up the team to me, and I said, well, I'll start watching these games because I can't stand our softball team, and I'm sick to death of everything. Once I tell you, after the first of the year, I don't want to see an athletic field at Belmar Academy until football season starts, until we get into camp.
You're that tired of it.
I'm sick to my stomach, and I want to stay home, drink beers, look at my young wife, and watch soccer. And that's all I want. And my wife, Mindy, she will, well, I better not say.
Yeah, just so this loss this weekend by Everton.
The loss this weekend by Everton made me want to throw my guts up. They lost 2-0 to an Arsenal team. Now, Arsenal's good. Arsenal could very well still win the Premier League championship this year, although a lot of people feel that Leicester's going to go almost wire to wire on this thing. But
No, you know, you're talking a whole bunch of gobbledygook no one knows anything about.
And at this point, I don't care, okay? I just want to get through this.
General, just let him talk.
All right, but we don't know what Leicester is, and
it's a city.
You've never heard of Leicester City? Oh, man. Hey, I got a lady over here.
Hey, over here.
Sorry.
I've heard of Leicester City, yes.
L-E-S-T-E-R?
What?
As in Leicester, Leicester Brown or something like that.
No, not L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. L-E-S-T-R. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I'm talking to a guy over here.
All right, now.
Now, what I would say is this. They need a coach injection on that team. The team they got right now is not being coached properly. Roberto Martinez, as much as I admired him, stinks and is stinking worse as the days go by. They got nothing but talent on that team, and they're wasting it.
I heard during the game the announcers, and I mentioned this during our pre-show, the announcers said that the Everton team is a top four scoring team, a bottom six team defensively.
That is absolutely correct. They've got a great striker in Lukaku, in Lennon. They got some talented defenders. They got Gareth Barry there in the middle, who's a longtime veteran player. Barkley, another great striker. And they've switched out goalies. They had Tim Howard. God bless Tim Howard. He was a great, great player for them for many years, any of the U.S. Olympic team. But Tim Howard's now 36, you know, 37 years of age. Now they got Joel in there. And he was having a fairly decent game against West Ham until the final 12 minutes.
Now, we got to tell people, again, this is we're kind of concluding the show with this. By the way, stay tuned, all of you Backstage Pass members. There will be an extra hour of archived material, classic material, coming up next after our show. But what I'm trying to say is Everton... I forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, and I have no idea what you were going to say.
Oh, that's great.
So,
all right, well, let's just wrap up. What I was going to say is that Everton we haven't really gotten into talking about that that disgusting and despicable loss to the West Ham Hammers when they were leading 2-0 with 12 minutes left.
Right, well, they were leading 2-0 with 12 minutes left, and they had been playing a marvelous game, and then suddenly with 12 minutes to go, they gave up not two goals just to, you know, have a draw, not one goal, just, well, you know, we didn't get the clean sheet. They gave up three goals and lost the game.
But what about clean sheet?
A clean sheet means a shutout.
I'm going to kick... Hey!
Oh, my God. So you think that there were no bacon strips on it? You know something, bud? Someone should just drop you out of a moving automobile on your head.
How do you know that ain't happened?
Well, it almost happened.
That was a motorcycle. It doesn't count.
Yeah, that's a motorcycle. It doesn't count. I still want to have the honors of dropping you on your head right out of the...
Okay, well, whatever that was...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Someone let me out of here.